The closure of a school following the first confirmed case of coronavirus in the Republic is a story which dominates pretty much all of today's front pages. Although a number of papers named the school in question, the Department of Health has requested that the school should not be named to protect the confidentiality of the student who tested positive, having returned from a recent trip to Italy, and who is now being treated in isolation in a Dublin hospital. Most of today's papers also report that public health officials are expected to decide today whether restrictions should apply to mass gatherings over the coming months, which may affect the St. Patrick's Day Festival and other sporting events. Today's Irish Independent quotes the organisers of the Cheltenham Festival insisting that the outbreak of the virus will not lead to this year's racing festival being cancelled. The Irish Examiner reports that the Irish Hotels Federation has expressed concern that its members may take a hit since they have approximately 100,000 Chinese tourists booked in over the coming months. The Independent's lead editorial assesses the economic impact of the virus, particularly against the current political backdrop in which slow progress is being made on the formation of a government by parties who won votes on the back of lavish promises, which are likely to be greatly impacted by a global slowdown. And in a piece in today's Irish Times, Trinity College Professor of Psychiatry Brendan Kelly also writes about the need for political leadership. Viruses spread in countries that are poor and countries that lack strong democratic governments with the support and confidence required to take unpopular decisions if needed, he writes. The Independent carries an interview, which originally appeared in the Washington Post, with Carl Goldsman, a man in his late 60s who contracted the virus on the Diamond Princess cruise ship and is currently in quarantine in the University of Nebraska. Describing his symptoms, which include a tightness in his chest and coughing spells, he says that if I were at home with similar symptoms, I would probably have gone to work. Elsewhere this morning, for its lead story, the Irish News reports on the 7 road fatalities that happened over the weekend. And back in the front of the Times, there's a picture there of a man holding his newborn baby on the Greek island of Lesbos yesterday. He was one of the thousands of migrants who crossed the borders of Greece in the hope of getting into the EU after Turkey's President Erdogan declared that he would no longer hold migrants back since he claimed that the EU had not provided the financial aid it had promised to Turkey. The Independent reports on its front page that people with private health insurance are facing a hike in their premiums. And finally, the Examiner carries a front page picture this morning of a 33-metre drawing of a red kite bird on Kilmurran Beach in Waterford, which was created by artist Sean Corcoran to mark the first ever Wales Week, which is being celebrated in Ireland next week. We're told that a Welsh artist has also drawn a matching picture of the red kite, which is considered to be the national bird of Wales, on his local beach to represent the cultural connection between our two countries.